Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Russia, the Russian economy under sanctions. The central bank has raised interest rates to 18% and will go higher if, according to the statistics that are trustworthy, the inflation picture does not improve. The Russian defense industry is running 24/7, raising wages for everyone. However, shopkeepers are passing on inflation by raising prices. And so the people who are having their wages raised then have to pay more for goods and food. That's called an inflationary spiral that cannot be stopped unless Michael Berenstam of the Hoover Institution joins me, not only to talk about inflation and the fear that Russia's economy, the word overheated, is inadequate, but also that Russia has lost an important trading partner. Who? China. Michael, a very good evening to you. I read a paragraph from Newsweek's revelation. Business newspaper Kommersant reported that restrictions by banks in China have been growing since December 23, when U.S. President Joe Biden issued an executive order that could deny Chinese institutions access to the U.S. financial system if they have been involved in trade linked to Russia's military industry. You described all this several weeks ago. It started with the Bank of China and it's spreading. No more business with Russia. Have I got that right? And if it's growing, are all the Chinese banks now involved? How is Russia going to get paid? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. This is a big problem. In December, there was a threat of secondary sanctions to Chinese banks with correspondent accounts in the, with the United States. And so the banks already in December last year started to slow down the payments and look very carefully vetting all their business in Russia. Then what happened last month in June, the Treasury issued an executive order or a resolution, and the Treasury, in a small print, expanded and extended the definition of the military industry and the military industrial complex as far as Russia is concerned. And it turned out that all minor transactions that banks have with the defense ministry now fall under the category of the military industrial complex. And suddenly, dozens of big and mid-sized Russian banks are treated like the military industrial complex. Immediately, the Chinese banks, the Turkish banks, the banks in Central Asia, the banks in the Middle East, everywhere in the world started to get scared because then they become subject to the secondary sanctions immediately because they're dealing with these banks. Payments are very, very slow. Now it takes up to 6 months to process selling Russian oil to be paid the Russian sellers, or the Russians are buying goods from China, cars, semiconductors, other things, and it again takes up to 6 months they send invoice and payments don't go through, the suppliers stop selling this stuff, and payments return to Russia without being credited in China, and then they use neighboring countries, mostly Central Asia, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, but they have to pay commission. And commission used to be 8 to 9%. Now it is up to 30% they have to pay. It adds 2 weeks, but payments go through. So altogether, this is a big deal. Chuozhou was the biggest Chinese bank, which was the most important bank for trade with Russia. Stopped. No payments whatsoever. The Industrial Commercial Bank of China, which is the largest in the world, not just in China, with the assets of $7 trillion, is slowing down these payments and threatened to stop them altogether. The Bank of China, with the assets of close to $5 trillion, stopped processing Russian payments. And now Turkey, the Turkish banks, the import from Turkey fell from over $5 billion a month to $4 billion because they cannot process payments. So it is the sanctions through the banking sector.
So Russia's not being paid. How long are they waiting forever, or does it eventually clear? Does the money just sit there? What happens, Michael?
What happens is that it is cleared in various currencies. In India, it is cleared in dirham, the currency of the United Arab Emirates. In Turkey, it is cleared in dollars and in the Turkish lira. In China, it is cleared in renminbi, but now they don't want to clear renminbi payments, and Russia lost this as a source of their foreign exchange reserves. It takes up to 6 months on the average. And they were eventually clear, but lots of them just returned unpaid, which means that the Russians will pay more for their imports and they will get fewer imports. The most important thing is how much all these countries will pay for oil, because they all have trade surplus. They're buying Russian oil. Turkey is buying Russian gas. China and India are buying Russian oil, and Russia depends because it lost all the trade in the world except for this oil sales to Turkey, to China and India. Now they find clever ways. They open their own subsidiaries and banks in China, which they register a Chinese bank. The largest Russian producer of nickel, copper, and platinum, Norilsk Nickel, is now doing that in China, so that the Chinese buyers will pay to a Chinese, ostensibly Chinese bank, which is owned by the Russian company. This way, payments will clear.
Michael, what is this term, military industry, Russia's military industry? How is that defined?
Well, the military industry is defined as anything that produces weapons or provides services for the military. So this didn't change. What changed was that the banks, and the banks are needed to do all the payments, that the banks which are connected with all these transactions are now are considered part of the military industrial complex. In the past, they were just financial intermediaries. Now they are part of the military industrial complex, which means that all foreign banks, Chinese, Turkish, Indian, whatnot, they all cannot deal with these banks under the threat of the secondary sanctions from the United States, that they will lose their connections with the American banks and they will lose the American market.
So any bank that tries to pretend that it's just an in-between is going to be slapped with sanctions, and they know this.
Yeah, precisely.
Is there an exit here? Russia's very good at finding ways to exit these traps. Can you see?
Well, millions of entrepreneurs around the world immediately provide their services, but they charge their commissions, they charge their third country premium. So it is a boon for lots of countries, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, but the Russians have to pay for it.
The official rate for inflation right now is 7-9%. What is the real inflation rate, Michael?
Well, the real inflation rate is hard to say, but today the Russian Statistical Agency, which is a mouthpiece of the government, issues the data which said that the production price index is 17.7%, which is almost 18%. And the policy rate of the Russian Central Bank is now 18%, and they said it will be 20%. So it takes a lag, a few months, before the wholesale prices and production prices go into retail, but eventually the real inflation rate is determined by the producer price index, which is now close to 18%.
Russian economy dealt a blow by China, the Newsweek article Michael just explained. Michael Bernstam, the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.